You know, it's hard to find these in Florida. You got to look hard. But you know, if you know where to look, you can find them. So I brought this, right? So unfortunately, we have a country right now where most people, including, I mean, this is across the political spectrum, think that these things are saving lives. So in medicine, in science, we have something called levels of evidence, okay? And we've got our high-level evidence and lower levels of evidence. And our highest level of evidence are clinical trials. So to the doctors who tell you that these things save lives, ask them, you know, what did the two randomized clinical trials that we've done during the pandemic, what did they show? Ask them that when they tell you that these things save lives. One found nothing, zero benefit. The other found a small benefit, like a tiny benefit, that's a little bit methodologically shaky. And by the way, none of them found a benefit in young people. Not a single one found a benefit in young people. That's the highest quality evidence. That's what it showed. Lower evidence is what the CDC likes to tout. You know, shaky studies, shaky methods, finding 80% reductions in infection. Give me a break, you know? I mean, come on. You know, nothing that we're seeing in this country justifies that kind of conclusion. So that's what the evidence shows. And doctors who said that these things are not going to save your life, you know, these things aren't going to end the pandemic. These doctors, they got, you know, they've been kicked off of social media. Like, these are facts. They've had their licenses suspended, you know, because they didn't think that their clinical practices needed to do that. I mean, that's crazy. Good doctors who were brave enough to say what the science showed got punished. And that's happening, and it's still happening, where people are still holding up the illusion that these things save lives. These things are not saving lives.